Good morning. Our reading today is taken from Proverbs 31. You can find it on page 667 of the Church Bible. We're going to read verse 10 to start, and then we'll go from 25 to 31. So starting at verse 10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. And then from 25 onwards. She is clothed with strength and dignity and can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. This is the word of the Lord.
Okay. That was a description of an unbelievable woman. She was amazing, and the Bible calls her a woman, a wife of noble character. It means that she's good and she does what's right. And I think that you'll have recognized some of the characters and the important women in your life. So let's have a look at them.
So here she is. This is our noble woman. And we're going to think about what the Bible says about what she's like. So first up, the Bible says she is clothed with strength and dignity. So we've got some clothes for our woman. She is clothed with strength and with dignity. Oh. Sometimes her strength hat falls off. Okay. Clothed with strength and dignity. Now, that doesn't really mean that she's wearing clothes that say strength and dignity on them. Although she does look cool, doesn't she? What it really means is that she is strong and dignified. Now, that means that no matter what's going on, she's composed and she's calm and she's unshakable. So imagine if someone's having a tantrum in one room. I'm sure some of you can imagine this. Someone's having a tantrum in one room. In another room, someone's just knocked a vase over. And in another room, in the bathroom, there's a flood. Well, somehow, amidst all of that, she manages to keep it together. I wonder if you can imagine anyone like that.
And what else do we learn about her? She can laugh at the days to come. That doesn't mean that she finds everything funny, but it means that she's not worried about the future because she trusts in the Lord and she's prepared. Do you know anyone like that?
Well, next up, it says that she speaks with, it's that way up, she speaks with wisdom. She gives good advice. That's in verse 25. No, it's not verse 26. Now, when we were trying to think of someone who gives good advice and who's wise, we thought very quickly of somebody in our church. I wonder if you know who it is. We won't say her name, but a lovely lady in our church who, what she loves to do more than anything else is to phone people or to write them letters or to invite people over for lunch. And every conversation with her is just full of really good and wise and godly advice.
And finally, about this woman, this wife of noble character, she watches over the affair of her household and doesn't eat the bread of idleness, verse 27. She works hard. She doesn't slack around. She doesn't laze around. I bet if you're a child this morning, I bet that the person who looks after you is a little bit, maybe, like this. How often does she pick you up from school? Or how often does she take you to swimming lessons, or cook you dinner, or tidy up, or all of the above? And I bet she does things that you don't even know about as well.
The Bible is painting for us a picture of a really wonderful woman. She's strong, she's dignified, she laughs at the days to come, she is wise, she gives good advice, and she is not lazy, she works really hard. Now, all of us will know some women like this. In fact, all of the women here today will be a bit like this in some way. And this Mothering Sunday, we want to celebrate that.
Look how the Bible says we should treat people like this in verse 28. Children, listen carefully to this one. Her children rise and call her blessed. Wow. Kids here, how often do you wake up in the morning and go and bless your mum or whoever looks after you? Or when you get picked up from school, is the first thing you say, "Where's my snack?" Or is it, "Hello, I've missed you, I love you." So, children, say thank you to your wonderful mothers and carers for all that they do for you.
Okay, now look at the next bit. It says, her husband also, he praises her. So it's not just kids, husbands, this bit's for you. See what he says to her. He says, many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. This husband really loves his wife, and he tells us so. So husbands, if your wife is at all like this, and I'm sure she is, then let her know, just as this man does. And look at verse 31. We've done kids, we've done husbands. This one's for all of us. Verse 31 says, give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. So it's speaking to all of us, no matter who we are. It's telling us to look out for people like this and to thank them, to praise them all year round, not just on Mothering Sunday. Brill, take a seat, everybody. Okay, so far we've seen this noble, wonderful woman from the book of Proverbs. She's strong and she's dignified. She laughs at the days to come. She's wise, gives good advice, and she works really hard. We should praise people like this. We should say thank you. But I bet there are a good number of you here today sat thinking, uh-oh, I would love to be more like that. Well, can we encourage you that actually that's a really good thing to think? We should want to be more and more like this. And also, the other good news is that the Bible tells us how we can be like this. The beady-eyed among you will have noticed that we've missed out a verse. We've not talked yet about verse 30. And verse 30 is the real key to this whole passage and to this woman. Let me read it for you. It says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
So this is telling us that the key to this woman's greatness is not her charm or how she looks. Verse 30 says here, doesn't it, that these things don't last. Charming people are great at talking, and beauty is all very well, but it's not the way to become the woman of noble character. No, it says that the woman who is to be praised is the one who fears the Lord. Behind all of these characteristics is this fear of the Lord.
And that's actually something that comes up all the way through this book of the Bible. In Proverbs, it goes on and on about wisdom. It's all about wisdom and how to live wisely and well in this world. And this woman is like the best example of that. But the thing that Proverbs keeps on saying is that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In chapter 9, verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
So this is the key to being wise, to being like this. Fear God. Now, when we say fear, that doesn't sound good, does it? For instance, think of stories like Cinderella. Cinderella was scared, wasn't she, of her stepmother, who made her do horrible things and punished her and was mean and nasty. But do you know, there is another kind of fear that is particularly seen in the Bible. And it basically means something like respect. Respecting someone who is powerful and good. Like these characters on the screen. Now, could somebody put your hand up and tell us who they are? Want to have a go? Yeah? Dumbledore. So that guy on the left, he looks a bit like Gandalf to me, is Dumbledore, apparently. Okie dokie, yeah. Who's that? Scar. Oh, interesting. No, it's not.
Jack knows.
Oh, yeah, go for it over there. The Narnia lion, who is? Aslan, yeah, brilliant. So, Dumbledore and Aslan. Now, these characters are scary because they are powerful. They're in charge. They could do something terrible if they wanted to. But we also know they are really good. And you see that the way they care for Harry and Ron or for Edmund and Lucy. So the children in these stories have the right kind of fear and respect, knowing their power, but also their goodness. And this is exactly the kind of fear that it's being talked about here in the Bible.
So fearing the Lord is knowing the Lord. And it's the key to being like this noble woman. It's actually, in the end, it's about coming into a relationship with God. It's saying he loves you and he wants you to know and love him. And as Christians who live after Jesus came, well, we can know God, we can fear the Lord by knowing and trusting his son, Jesus.
And this makes loads of sense because we tend to become a bit like the people whom we love and follow. So children tend to copy their parents, don't they? They end up with the same little gestures. They end up liking the same sorts of things.
Like how you love Narnia, and as we can tell from your illustration, and you love Star Wars.
Yeah.
And your boys love Narnia and they love Star Wars. I wonder if any of the rest of you, if any of you love the same things that your parents love, or if any of you are like your parents in some way.
We tend to become like the people we love and follow. And it is the same with God. So here's another sentence from the New Testament part of the Bible. It says this: "And we all who contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord." This means as we follow God, we become more and more like Jesus.
And Jesus is all of these wonderful characteristics and more. So strength and dignity. Well, Jesus is insanely strong and dignified. Think about it. When one of his best friends betrayed him, and he was arrested, and he was sentenced to an unfair trial. Well, even through all of that, he was calm, he was quiet, he was silent, in fact. And then even when he was wrongly sentenced to death, well, he prayed for the people who were nailing his hands to the cross.
What about laughing at the days to come? Well, Jesus is the best example of this, isn't he? He trusted his Father for all that was to happen to him, even the really hard thing when he had to go to the cross and die. And also for the good things like when he's going to come back to return in glory.
And wise words. Well, Jesus was like the wisest guy around. He was full of wise words. He taught amazing things about God and about his kingdom and about how we should treat one another. And actually, people loved listening to his wise words so much that crowds of people followed him around wherever he went just because they wanted to hear more. If you want some wise words, if you want some good advice, the best place you can look is at Jesus' words in the Bible.
And what about, finally, working hard? Well, if you've read the accounts of Jesus' life in the Gospels, you can't help notice how amazingly hard he worked. Teaching, healing, helping all kinds of people, traveling all over the place. And even on those times when he had the chance for a rest, you know how people came and disturbed him in his rest, and he went and helped them and sorted their problems out. Even then, he worked incredibly hard.
Jesus is all of these things and more. He is strong and dignified. He can laugh at the days to come because he trusts his Father. He's got the wisest words. He's really hard working. Jesus is beautiful, isn't he? And if we want to be more like this woman, actually what we need to do is we need to be more like Jesus. And if we follow him, he promises that he will make us more like himself.
And if you're with us today and you're not yet a follower of Jesus, well, I hope that we've said some things that make you think, oh, wow, I would love to have a really good look at Jesus and his life because it's so amazing and attractive. And we can help you with that at Holy Trinity. Don't hesitate to ask one of us. And people who have turned to Jesus would say now that he is the best thing in their lives. I would certainly say that.